Welcome, everyone, to what I'm deciding to call Season 2 of Cast Ranger, because fuck it. We are at the start of a new Kamen Rider show, Kamen Rider Drive, and it's looking to be quite interesting, I think.
Interesting is one way to put it.
Yeah.
Let's just say the kill count's bigger than Gaim. Holy fuck.
No, it is
not. Well, okay, more gruesome.
Yes, that'll be
well,
it.
We'll see.
A monster kicked a giant bowling pin into a bunch of people!
We'll get into the specifics in a few minutes. In the meantime, cue the brand new roll call!
We're live! Watching all the anime! Redcaster, Joe Raven!
Equipment Wielder! Bluecaster, Ishida Zazeel!
Respecting the source material! Greencaster, Zenshi!
Actually White! Blackcaster, Ransack!
Loyal and Loud, Pinkcaster, Lightred!
Broadcasting loud and opinionated perspectives across the internet!
Radio Sentai Cast Ranger.
On air!
Alright, episode 28, I think, of Cast Ranger has now begun. So, Kamen Rider Drive is upon us, everybody. So, let's go ahead and talk about the first episode and our thoughts and maybe some predictions. All we need is drive.
People died.
A lot of people
will die when they're killed.
Oh, yeah.
So, the fucking episode starts off with shots of the Roy Mudo basically nuking most of Japan.
The global freeze, as they call
Apparently, the clock-up effect got out of control and is now just a natural disaster.
Now, see, like, a quick mention of this. I like this, this thing that they can do. It's called slowdown.
It's not a thing they can do. It's a thing that happens. The Roy Mudo can just move through it.
Okay, well, I like the concept of slowdown.
For all
cool.
We know, it could turn out to be that they actually are causing it. But
I think
we don't
they
know
are
it
causing
yet.
It. Because
we don't know that yet.
Okay.
We just know,
that it's a phenomenon that occurs while they are around.
Yeah.
And that they can move through it.
Whether or not they are the ones that are turning it on is another story, but we know that it occurs when they are present.
Yeah.
Ladies, I like the concept of the slowdown because it's interesting. Especially if they, when the next Tyson movie they do, like Rider War or whatever,
they're going to use it?
Yes, so
probably.
Like Kabuto will fight like a group of Ramudo or something like that, and then
that'll be cool.
They'll do slowdown, and he'll just counter with clock up or something. Buys Axel, and that'll be super interesting.
Yep.
But just those poor people.
Yeah, it's pretty vivid destruction and death in like the first two minutes.
Okay, it's a let's.
Also,
go.
I'm pretty sure one of those waitresses that got nuked was Hakase from Akiba Ranger.
Cool.
That's entirely possible, actually.
Yeah.
Just from this first episode, I can see a lot of Western flair in this sort of thing. It's a cop drama. It's a cop drama with the one really, really
about
good
hot sports cars.
Yeah. Like, what do you think cop dramas have? Cop dramas have really good cops with really fast cars that chase down really bad guys. In this case, it's just a bunch of monsters that slow down time for some reason. But I like the idea of this. He's a Kamen Rider who is a cop with a really admittedly silly car.
Oh god,
he's
the car is silly.
It's
the
like
Treon's cool.
It looks like a child was asked to design a Porsche concept.
Well, the thing is about that car, it actually transforms into other modes, which is why it looks dumb.
That's great.
Like ninja mode and spank mode.
Is that what it is?
I almost guarantee you they're the same as his forms.
No, the way his forms work is the tires come from the tires on the car, so the car can also have those tires.
It's just
The car itself actually transforms into two different modes. One of them is like a Beetle tank, like something out of Beetleborgs, and I can't even remember what the other form is.
Paul, continue.
Don't get me wrong. I get it. It's a toy. It's meant to be sold as a toy.
Which I am buying.
To kids, of course.
As you do.
Yes.
Well, I only really decided to buy it because Lane wanted to get Midnight Shadow, and it comes as a set.
Yep.
I'm like, sure.
$40 for a shift card.
Sure, I'll take Trideron.
Yep.
And I like the concept of it. I like the whole cop of the car chasing down monsters sort of
it's
thing.
It's the son of Godai and Ichijo.
It's really cool.
He's a rider and a cop.
That car just looks like someone tried to draw a Lambo or a Porsche concept with crayon, and it just Like, and it's got a bunch of spiders.
And the
it's got huge exhaust coming out the back. And it's got, like, crazy, like, dips in the front hood. And it looks really 80s.
And here's, and the wheels shoot wheels. So Drive can have wheels on him while the car
while he fights with Hot Wheels.
Yeah. So
well, Kamen Rider Hot Wheels.
Lead the way!
The fucking shift cars are sentient!
Yeah. I'm just gonna be that guy, because someone needs to be that guy. The very beginning, and this bothered me, to the extent of which one person should not be bothered by a children's show.
Are we just gonna keep pulling that card again?
Yes. No, we're doing this, because it needs to be said. If someone's gonna say it, I'll say it. The whole thing with his partner, where he misfired and blew up the thing and he died, right?
Yeah.
When they said highly, hot, like, explosive material, I was like, yeah, sure, okay, I buy that. What bothered me was what he then shot was propane tanks, in which I went, that's bullshit, that's not how that works.
Oh.
If you shoot a propane tank, they don't explode.
Okay.
They leak.
Okay.
Which I was just kind of like,
kids show.
And I buried that one real deep.
That's right.
Deep within my ass.
Again, I was totally okay with, yep, he shot explosive material, no propane tanks. And I was like, so close.
Are we sure that was propane and not that the subbers fucked up?
No, they were, I could see them. They're propane tanks.
Okay, I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was just one of those, you were this close.
Yeah.
Yeah, the ship cars are really cool.
I thought they were going somewhere with this, and they were. They were in all right direction, and then they started doing their own independent, come on guys, we gotta save the day. Yeah, doing their own dumb bullshit where they spawned tracks and zooped around.
Really?
Really
elaborate tracks. There are street lights on them.
Hot Wheels tracks.
No, but I like when, like,
Can they please sell those tracks?
I like when they, like, one of them, like, Max Flair spins around one of them and then it explodes and it's, like, explosion ahead and then one, like, makes, like, a hole through him and he's, like,
tunnel ahead.
And she's like, go buy some Hot Wheels.
Johnny has enough.
But yeah,
I'm trying to sell the show on Johnny as Kamen Rider Hot Wheels.
But yeah, I was just kind of like, okay, for something that was trying to go anywhere, what did you do? Like, what even just happened?
I was totally not expecting them to be fucking sentient.
No, but see,
not only try to fight the monster themselves.
But see, seeing them with all these effects and stuff that they are able to do, that means Toei's budget is big this year.
Well, yeah,
or they're blowing it in the first couple episodes, and the rest of the series.
It's pretty safe to say Gaim earned them a shit ton.
How many times did we see Gara Kiriba?
Twice.
Can I just three times
if you count the movie. Yes.
Can I just say how slightly jarring it is to see the opening to this episode with all of its grimness and mushroom clouds and people dying under giant novelty bowling pins?
Yeah, that was
only to shift all the way to the other side with talking belts and Hot Wheels leading the way. Like, yeah. It's just literally.
You could say they tonally shift into Turbo.
Now, yeah, I mean, like, they're setting up this gritty show. Like, it's a cop with his really hot car zipping around. And like, that's usually pretty gritty setting and shit like that. He probably has a gun and probably gonna take us with fucking monsters and shit. But no, Hot Wheels leading the way.
Now as people are well aware of that, they know I'm a huge like Toku toy collector. Somewhat, and I've collected a shit ton of lock seeds. As for shift cars, if anyone's curious, no, I'm not going to collect every single shift car. If I was more of like a car enthusiast or something, maybe. But I'm going to just try to just get whatever ones that I see in the show that I'm like, hey, that one that's cool. I like that.
Are you
going to
get fucking Spike?
yes, it's coming with my Drive Driver that I'm getting.
Yeah,
so.
Fucking Spike! With regards to the whole tire things, I think I see how the forms work. Type speed is kind of like a base form. It's going to work a lot like, I think it's going to work a lot like Forze, where type speed is his base states, and there will be other types, and then the other wheels are just the equivalent of the switches.
Well, no. Okay, gotta remember, the drive suit, that's the shell, and type speed is just the tire that he uses on that.
No, I know, but the fact that type is distinguished from the other wheels by the fact that it's lowercase.
I understand. There could be another base form that is type power.
Yeah.
Which would be the equivalent to, like,
I saw rumors and stuff like that about other forms, and they said apparently he's getting another one called, like, technique or something, so...
Yeah, probably, like, type technique, type power, whatever.
Yeah. So, obviously,
I know there was a scan showing another one. I can't remember. Oh, no! He has another one called Type Dead Heat, where he uses Machine Chaser's bike or something.
Oh, cool.
Either Machine Chaser's or Kamen Rider Maha's bike, which is the second rider they confirmed.
Well, let's call him Mach, because, you know...
It's gonna be... They're going to pronounce it Maha.
I know, but we're gonna call it Mach just because we're not gonna be...
Choose to mock you. Whatever.
It's not even spelled the same way.
Never mind.
What's his name? Tomari?
Tomari Shinosuke.
I'm just gonna call him Tomari, because it's...
Tomari's fine.
Okay.
I'll worry about it, Tomari.
So, he's interesting, because, like, he's still getting over, like, the death of his partner, even though it's been, like, a while
months
since it happened. Months later, yeah. So, he just starts out with just him lazing around in the park, and then this chick comes out, arrests him, and it's like, oh! Apparently, it's like... She's observing him, because she has, like, this book that just has everything that he's ever... that he does. Like, all of his things that he does. And one of them is lazing around.
It's like she's got a page that's, like, places where Tamari is probably goofing off.
Yeah.
Number of times Tamari has gone serious face by tightening his tie.
She's a cop. She's snitching on him.
She's here to keep him in line, because he's a slacker.
Yeah. But this is the weirdest part. He already has the car.
No, they're gonna... I'm sure they're going to explain that.
I hope they explain that, but still. He didn't even know he could transform. Didn't even know about, like, the belt was sentient shit. It's just... He has the car.
And it talks. He knows this.
He
does now.
There's plenty of toku shows where they start already having their powers.
No, I know.
The way he seemed to have explained it was... He picked Tamari.
Yeah.
As part of this project.
Yeah, it was their idea to give the Trideron to Tamari so he can become Drive.
From what I understood, it was the Tridorons, or the AI of...
Drive Drivers.
Yeah, the Drive Drivers AI that made that decision.
Yeah.
I don't get, but I'm sure we will.
The belt is sentient, has an LCD screen for its emotes and shit, and... Worst of all, has its own little wheelie droid stand when they're in their garage base.
Oh, that's so stupid.
It's creepy. Yeah.
The one thing I didn't like about Tamari in this episode was if they went so far as to explain his backstory, tell us why he's all in the mud, as it were.
I think the explanation was he feels guilty about killing his partner.
Oh, yeah, and just the whole slowdown thing had kind of...
Is a metaphor. It's not even that slowdown affects him. He uses slowdown as a metaphor for the muddy feeling he gets because he doesn't feel like doing anything because he's so depressed about killing his partner.
All I mean is, that could have gone till episode 2.
Well,
I feel like there was no time spent.
Well, the thing is, in this episode, they had to establish why he was a slacker, and they gave us a very basic and understandable reason that they will elaborate on further as the series goes.
I just don't, like... It just seems weird that he is cast to sound like such a slacker, but it's like we see that he's getting his passion back. So what is it going to be like? He has modes where he's feeling, you know, slacker-ish, and then he gets serious? Or is he now serious?
He's not going to be serious all the time. They won't have such a dynamic character change happen in the first episode.
That's what my problem
is. It's going to be a slow process.
But see, to anyone, that could easily be misconstrued as, well, that happened all... Well, that escalated quickly.
And then in episode 2, it'll be back to the start.
So,
I hope so, to be honest.
So, going to the Drive Driver quickly, I love his voice. He's
really
cool.
My God.
So
the
this
belt
is,
voice
so this
is so cool.
So, this is the voice of the Drive Driver, Chris Pepler. That's his name. So
Chris Pepler?
I'm calling him Japanese Tony Stark.
That's exactly what I thought when I looked
at
him.
And so, apparently, he also plays a character in Drive who is the... designer of everything Drive uses.
So they pulled a Dr. Olshade.
Yes. So
from Kyoryuger. He was
you guys can't see this, but literally it's Japanese Tony Stark.
Look, spell the name.
Chris Pepler.
Like P-E-P-P-L-E-R?
Yes.
Okay, Chris there you Pepler. Go. Go look him up.
Yeah, Chris Pepler.
That's the voice of Belt-san.
But yeah, I love the voice. The driver itself, I think it's cool. It has a little ignition key thing.
Honestly, to me, it looks like Forza driver with no switches.
Mm-hmm. It's not that I don't like the belt. It's I feel the way the belt works is weird to me.
I think, honestly, they could, like, as for the toy, I think they could have added a bit more features with it. I think they should have added, like, a little button on the belt or, like, the drive driver could say, like, different phrases.
It does like, do that. You have to trigger it.
No, it's the emotes. It's the emotes that, like, his faces that he does. But yeah, I wanted to say actual, like, phrases, like, you know, like, oh, start your engine.
There will probably be, like, promotional shift cards that make it say things.
I guess. Yeah, we'll see.
We already know there's a Terabikun special version of Type Speed that makes it say things.
And there's going to be a Tokuger.
Yeah, there. Okay, there has to be, like, a Tokuger shift car and a Drive Resha of some kind. Because
yeah,
we now have a full hour of vehicle-themed Toku.
Because I'm a movie whore for this particular thing, I need to get the Gaim shift car because it comes with my drive lock scene.
Fuck, yeah. I can't wait for the drive lock scene.
No, this is interesting. It's exactly like the Legend Rider lock scenes. I don't fucking want them, but I want the movie lock
scenes.
They are
actually releasing an arms change Gaim drive arms figure.
Oh my god.
Yeah. For the arm change?
Drive arms?
Yeah.
Wow.
So they're releasing it.
You know what the thing is? I am absolutely terrified to find out what the Gaim shift car is. Like, what could it even be?
I've thought about that more than I should.
We'll see it once we see trailers for the fucking Gaim
drive. He'll drive it in the movie! Yeah.
You know what? It summons the soccer hurricane.
That's what I was thinking.
Well, no, he's gonna have a tire! It's going to be a Gaim-based tire. And then you'll have, like, the Musso Saber, the Daidaimaru or something.
It'll just be a car with Gaim's face on it, probably.
Because as we've seen, some tires...
Or it'll be an orange slice.
As I've seen in some screenshots, some tires Drive uses...
Like just an orange wedge.
No, but some tires Drive uses, it gives them weapons. So, like, there's one called Dream Vegas that he has, like, poker chip shields or something that
okay.
he fucking uses. Yeah.
But yeah, it's just going to be a big orange wedge.
It's going to be an orange wedge.
I've actually seen some pretty interesting shift cars. There's a cement mixer. There's a police car.
I want
there's a monster.
My monster. I want
there's
Mad
a fucking... I saw a taxi car.
Yeah, there's a taxi one.
Does it have a really racist accent?
Okay, so let's quickly go in. So we get to meet, like, his special unit that he's a part of.
They're a bunch of fucking idiots, and the leader hates work.
No, his captain, his voice is fucking weird.
I know I've seen that dude somewhere, but I don't know where.
Yeah, and I'm like,
How did you get promoted this far?
I don't know. Well, someone described it.
I think I read somewhere that they were, like, a branch of the police that were, like, exiles because they were all assholes, mm-hmm. which seems to be on the mark.
Yep. And I like the thing that Tamari does when, like, he gets serious, he, like, does the thing with his tie. Yeah.
And I like how he has his catchphrases. I'm done thinking about it, and you're coming along for the ride. We're gonna hear that a lot.
I must find my engine. Start my engine.
That's just a thing about starting the show. I don't think we'll hear that too much.
I hope so.
It's gonna be Kangaru Yamada, and fucking, I can't remember the literal version of his phrase, which was, take you along. Gonna take you for a ride.
Okay.
Nice save.
Alright, well, let's see the best part. So, what did you guys think of the Henshin?
The Henshin was cool. I was more interested in Tire Kokan.
Mm-hmm.
Just the first time he changes tires, this Type Speed tire just flies off and smacks a dude in the head.
No, but something that Ichi mentioned that's really cool is the first time they show, like, Type Speed is, like, it's a clean rip. Like,
yeah, I was so happy we had a nice clean rip of Type Speed's chimes.
Drive!
See, here's the thing. You mentioned how it just flies off and hits something in the face. I like that about rider technology. If it's being shot off because it's superfluous,
it's being discarded.
It's at the very least
going
got
to
the
hit
good
something.
Sense to be useful.
It's cast off!
No, yeah, that's why I liked in Decade when they went to Kabuto's World and you saw them cast off and you just saw the armor just go and it's drop on the floor, on the ground and stuff. Yeah. But no, the Tire Kokans are cool. Like, yes, it sucks that, like, Drive just doesn't have different forms, but honestly... I think this is saving, like, money on Toei's part. Just have a base suit and just give him stuff. Like, Forze.
The Gaim series pulled it off amazingly, I think.
Oh, yeah, no, totally.
Even the forms were just armor changes,
mm-hmm.
except for Kiwami.
Yeah, yeah. And Katsunoki, because...
No, that was still an armor change. Actually, the helmet changed, and the bracers, I guess.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, like, Funky Spike is my favorite so far, but Max Flair is pretty...
I'm looking forward to see what Justice Hunter does.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Justice Hatter?
No, it's Hunter.
It's Hunter. I thought it was Hatter.
It is Hunter.
Okay. That Rider Kick.
Oh, Jesus. I look forward to the inevitable battles that will take place in an enclosed space, because we all know Tridoron, like the Zectors, will fuck its way through any wall it has to.
I'm looking for them to being like in a warehouse or something, and the car is in there, and then it busts through a wall, just scene change into a forest.
You know what I hope they do at some point? They're in like a long hallway, and Drive is on top of the car. The car accelerates forward, and then he activates his kick, and using the momentum of the car, speeds forward off of it, and Ryder kicks a dude.
I hope he misses.
Like, he pulls a Ryuki.
But before we see if he hits his opponent, we cut to a shot of a duck.
What?
Baby duck.
Why?
Because. Baby duck.
Okay.
Ducks are driving my patience.
Ducks are so
cute.
I get it.
I hope he misses his Rider Kick one time. He's just like,
that would be funny.
Oh, I know why. Because ducks rock, right, Kevin?
Yeah.
So.
Oh, and the fucking weird thing where apparently, like, all the fucking monsters are like. They're numbers. So when they die, they become numbers.
Yeah, they've said that there's over 100 different Roimudo in the series, which is why we're seeing several at once. And apparently their core existence is in their number emblems, and then their bodies are powered by the virus core vehicles.
Yeah.
So apparently one of the this series' version of Phoenix is named Heart for some reason.
Yeah.
I look forward to finding out why. But yeah, the Roimudo...
many hearts.
Yeah. He gives people more hearts by giving them virus cores. I don't know.
Anyways, overall, in, like, my opinion, and I'd like to hear you guys' opinion, too. Like, I think, like, this series isn't going to be Gaim, obviously, because Gaim was just fantastic. But I still think it's going to be a great show to watch. Just, like, for visual-wise. Like, it's going to be, like, the story might not be as good, but it's going to look great.
All I know is I did hear rumors that they might be going back to the whole two-episode arc format.
That's fine.
I hope not. I hope something is more... I hope we get it more serialized like Gaim was. I also hope we're not going back to the two-writer formula. Please!
Maybe. That's fine.
God, I'm tired of it.
No, I know, but you know what, Gaim? We got, like, technically, overall, including movies and everything, we got 20 writers in Gaim. 20.
Yep.
Yep, so that's
I don't care plenty. Enough to validate your count. I'm sure someone will say something.
Yeah. So, yeah, if they go back to a second writer system, it'll be cool. But, they've already released, shown, like, not... We haven't seen exactly what he looks like, but Kamen Rider Mach. So,
he's
using
and his equipment.
Bikes.
And there's, based on the way their equipment works together, it looks like he either may be working with Machine Chaser, or he might be Machine Chaser.
Which, yeah, the secondary rider is, for now, like, an evil rider. I'm happy with
I don't
that.
Think he... I think he's a new rider in the way Shadow Moon was, because he's not actually called a Kamen Rider, but in function, it's the same.
Though I'm looking forward to episode 2, because episode 2 is called What is a Kamen Rider?
Which is good, because there means that this is going to be one of the series that actually uses the term Kamen Rider, which always makes me happy.
I'm sorry, guys, but I know it's not going to be Gaim, but, you know, give it a chance.
I'm already hooked on the opening theme. I already love the theme more than Gaim.
I know, but Raven and Kevin are just being super quiet, just like...
No, I'm
drive.
Just... I'm giving it a couple more episodes before I give a serious opinion on it.
Oh, no, I'm definitely not
at this moment in time, I'm okay with it as of so far, but I'm just kind of withholding judgment for a couple episodes to see where this goes.
Okay.
Let's just remember that when Gaim episode 1 started, we were all equally shaky on it.
Always am.
Exactly. The one thing that weirds me out is the Roimudo's method of attacking people.
Except for Forza, I'm pretty sure I was over that.
Oh, you mean giving them fucking sunburns?
Sunburns?
Jinpachi, go!
There you go. Okay, so episode 31 of Tokyuger.
AKA known as the table flip episode.
Yep. The monsters this week were actually fucking awesome.
The look on Kevin's face was just amazing.
He flipped the table.
And the other dude
that was his power.
And the other dude is the electric
chair. His power
chair.
Was flipping tables.
I know. All I thought was you, Raven.
One of them is the table shadow with the power to flip tables. Yeah. And the other one is the chair shadow with the power to glue people to their seats.
I will hypnotize you into sitting on me so I can electrocute your
Together,
ass.
They are the dining set brothers. And their designs are actually cool.
If we thought plastic furniture got fucked up in Gaia, no, in Tokyuger.
This is plastic furniture fighting back.
This is the plastic furniture fighting back.
And then the fucking...
Chair-faced Chippendale what?
Yeah, really. And then the chair one grew giant and, like, hypnotized Tokyo into sitting on it so it could turn itself into an electric chair and be all beady 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 while it was fucking jolting Tokyo.
Did it have a chair for a head?
No, it had its normal legs were the front chairs and it had two other legs attached to its ass. So when it leaned back, it sat down and became a chair.
I fail to see how this sounds like a cool design. Anyway,
it's not regards to the function, just the aesthetics of it. I thought were really cool.
Also, we got to see the president of the Rainbow Line.
Oh my god! It's fucking Bunny Rabbit.
It's cute, but it's obviously like
a dude in a mask.
Yeah, it's a guy in a fucking.
We
helmet.
Saw him adjust his head.
Yeah, and Ticket's like, your head's crooked.
I have no idea what you're talking about as he fixes it.
So, apparently what the president of the Rainbow Line told the conductor was that apparently the Tokyuchers have been absorbing too much darkness, and it's affecting them.
So
like,
just
greatly.
Give them a scrubbing like they did the trains.
As it clearly showed with light. Even Zed kind of took a look at light after that speech and was like, the fuck, since when do you do this?
Yeah.
It's like, they're showing various...
I like how we got to see light resolve to destroying Zed.
Yeah, Light was very much on the side of, I'm going to be angry and violent right now.
No, and Zed was, like, trying to fight Light all on his own, and then, like, Schwartz and Noir and What's-Her-Face kept, like, getting involved. And Zed's just like, fuck off all of you! I don't need your fucking protection! I'm like, yes, he's the fucking Emperor of Darkness! He doesn't need protection!
It was the most messed up fustercluck of a battle royale the show has had so far.
But you know what? I liked it. I like when those guys fight. Like, Schwartz is a fucking awesome fighter.
So, like, yeah, so Schwartz shows up to fight Zed, but Marky Mark steps in to fight Schwartz, and Noir is also trying to fight Schwartz, but Mark is like, no, you need to stop fighting. I will protect the Emperor. So her and Noir fight a little bit at the same time, while Light is trying to get them out of the way so he can fight. While Zed is trying to get out of the way, Zed's just like, fuck off! And then Light is also fighting basically everyone else at the same time. It's amazing.
Yeah. And then Nero's fighting Akira.
And Nero's fighting Akira while the other four Tokyuchers fight the two Shadows. And then fucking Schwartz gets a hand on the Emperor and notices that Gerida's still alive inside.
Mm-hmm.
Which is
and
pretty
Schwartz
cool.
Is like, and Noir's just like, now you understand why I'm not.
I got this! Back the fuck off!
And Schwartz is like, Glita.
And I'm like, Noir, you've already had your plot arc. I don't know what the fuck else you're gonna do.
Yeah. Save her daughter and die in the process.
Probably. Although I am holding out a flicker of hope that the dragon in her hat will do something. Like, pull a terror dope on and just come out and attack someone.
Oh, God.
She will turn into a dragon and that's her real head.
Probably. I would love for something to happen with that thing.
And then at the end of the episode, the conductor's just like, Tokyuchers are disbanded! Everyone's
Risha.
Overall, like, this is an okay episode. It seems like more interesting story, but honestly, like, the villains are, like, the interesting part
as
of the
always,
show so far.
Just like we said at the start.
Now, I'm not going to say what it is for spoilers' sake, but I...
Next week will be interesting.
Yes, but I do know the secret as to why the Tokyuchers have amnesia. I'm not going to say, but I know.
Yeah, there's been some reports. It's
interesting.
Did we not already mention it at some point?
No, we have not. Okay. And I'm not going to say it just for the sake of these guys.
Yeah.
Because
it's really dumb.
Like, we care.
It's really dumb.
No, Kevin doesn't.
You know, Paul doesn't give a shit.
I know Paul doesn't.
You know, I don't give a shit.
It's really
Kevin
dumb.
Kevin does,
it's
so.
Really, it's really dumb.
Kevin cares about spoilers?
Yeah.
Then
you should watch more
something,
Drive.
I need something to look forward to.
Then you should watch more Drive. Plenty of spoilers. Well, just one.
I'm gonna punch you. Goddamn esophagus.
Hey guys, commoner spoiler.
Damn it. Oh yeah, so I forgot to mention the most important part. Wagon in a bathrobe.
I'm really getting fucking annoyed by those sound effects whenever she talks.
Yeah?
Just everything she does pisses me off now. I'm so done.
Me and Kevin are just like, oh,
by the way,
wagon.
I'm fairly certain that shot of them in the Hyper Russia terminal is the same location from the Cho Deno episode Blue Movie.
I would find that fucking hilarious.
I was thinking the same thing. Because
they were both terminals.
Yeah.
I'd have to watch the movie again.
How many train station terminals could, you know, go a book out?
Well, for a show where they go around to different train terminals, I would hope it would be a lot.
And next week we get to see the freaking terminal fucking turn into its own robot.
Oh, I thought that's what you were trying to not spoil.
No,
that's the Hyper Russia.
It is the same thing. The Hyper Russia terminal is the Hyper Russia Teo, the robot.
Yeah.
It closes up and stands up.
Oh.
And so it's like the SPD base.
Words, it's really fucking stupid.
It's Titanus, because it then also combines with everything else to form the Ultrazord Tokyo Rainbow.
Nothing beats the SPD base, though.
Yeah.
That was cool. Anyways.
So yeah, that's Tokyuger pretty quick.
That was Tokyuger, yeah.
Wow, this is our shortest episode in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
We both decided not to bother going for a special topic again this week because we thought the Drive discussion would take longer.
Yeah.
Special short episode. Hope you enjoy.
Woo.
As always.
We'll know more next week because, Lord, you all know we don't talk about Tokyuger that much.
Yeah.
We don't enjoy it enough to
I've noticed
have a
lately we've been talking about it less and less.
Well, that's because there haven't been that good episodes. The last interesting episode was the bathhouse one.
Exactly. Oh, God, I love that one. It's my favorite.
All right. As always, you can subscribe to our nonsense on iTunes and Podbean and YouTube as well on the Inksy Studios channel. Send us some comments. Let us know what you think of the show. Let us know if you want us to talk about anything specific. Because that'd be pretty cool. As always, we are Radio Sentai Cast Ranger. Thank you again for listening. Peace!
Kevin, give me back my notes.
Oh, and happy Thanksgiving to everyone.
Yeah, happy
to the Canadians anyway.
Except for those of you in the States who don't get that for another month.
Cluckers!
We get the beta of Thanksgiving.
We made peace with the Native Americans first.
Aboriginals!
Sure.
Well, they're certainly not American.
Native Canadians?
Aboriginal.
Aboriginals, yes.
This is not worth arguing about!
We love you,
natives.
Aboriginals. Yeah, we love you, natives.
Damn!
Nothing word for it, bro.
Bye. Okay, bye.